This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
The cotton harvest, though advancing 10 percentage points during the week to reach 52% overall by November 1st, that's ahead of the five-year average of 49%, also ahead of last year's 51%. A lot of that advance came in Texas, where there were several days in advance of a winter-like storm for harvest to take place. So in Texas, we did see a nice advance of 10 percentage points during the week to reach 58% harvested overall. Five-year average in Texas is just 38%. So that's what's driving that ahead of normal progress number for national cotton.
Brad Rippey's a meteorologist with USDA.
If you look at the Southeast, it's really a different story. We have actually seven states across the Southeast and the Delta where cotton harvest progress ranges anywhere from 15 to 46 percentage points behind the state five-year averages. Top of that list is Missouri, where the cotton harvest on November 1st is only 32% complete compared to the five-year average of 78%. Not much better is Virginia, 24% harvested. Five-year average is 58%. Other states showing very slow harvest progress for cotton due to wetness includes Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and South Carolina.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.